Hello. I'd like to introduce some idiomatic expressions with the word bear.
Bear out. Bear on.
Bear right. Bear left.
Bear a grudge against.
The basic meaning of the verb bear is carry, support, convey. But it has other metaphorical meanings. One such meaning is
tolerate.
As in?
She couldn't bear him any further.
That is?
She couldn't tolerate him any further.
Now a few more examples.
I'm getting weary of your lies and deceits. I can't bear them any longer.
How long must I bear your brother and his antics?
I'm getting weary of your lies and deceits. I can't bear them any longer. How long must I bear your brother and his antics?
I've been able to bear the torture. I should be grateful to God for this.
Another sense of the word is sustain, admit of. For instance,
I'm afraid your story does not bear scrutiny.
I'm afraid your story does not bear scrutiny. And that means your story does not admit of scrutiny. It cannot stand close examination. It has inconsistencies in it. Your story does not admit of scrutiny. Now, listen to these sentences again.
She couldn't bear him any further.
That is, bear having the sense tolerate, endure.
She couldn't bear him any further.
I am getting weary of your lies and deceits. I can't bear them any longer.
How long must I bear your brother and his antics?
I have been able to bear the torture. I should be grateful to God for this.
All these are examples of the use of bear to mean tolerate or endure. But now listen to these.
I hope your theory will bear investigation.
Your story does not bear scrutiny.
These last two examples illustrate the meaning allow, permit of. At the beginning of the lesson, we referred to a number of idiomatic combinations with bear. One of these was
bear a grudge against.
Bear a grudge against someone. And this means
feel or nurse a grudge over a long period and be unwilling to forget it.
Bear a grudge. Now, here's a sentence illustrating the use of these idioms.
I think you bear a grudge against me.
I think you bear a grudge against me. That is, I think you've been nursing a grudge against me. Here's another.
He is not the kind of person who will bear a grudge against you.
The meaning is clear. Instead of saying, bear a grudge against someone, we can say, bear someone a grudge without a change of meaning. Thus, instead of
I think you bear a grudge against me,
we can say
I think you bear me a grudge.
I think you bear me a grudge. I think you bear a grudge against me. And instead of
he is not the kind of person who will bear a grudge against you,
we can say
he is not the kind of person who will bear you a grudge.
He is not the kind of person who will bear a grudge against you. In certain contexts, especially in conversation, bear a grudge is used in the passive. For example,
he believes he's borne a grudge.
He believes he's borne a grudge. And that is,
he believes someone bears him a grudge.
And similarly,
I can infer from what you've just said that I am born a grudge.
I am born a grudge. That is, I can infer from what you're saying that you bear me a grudge. The perfect form of bear is born. Born is spelled B-O-R-N-E. Born. Another combination we referred to at the beginning of the lesson was bear out, which means
support the evidence of prove someone true.
For example,
your utterances bear out my suspicion that you took part in the robbery.
That is, your utterances bear out my suspicion, namely that you took part in the robbery. That is, as Kofi will repeat,
your utterances give support to my suspicion. They prove that my suspicion is right.
John will bear me out that I went through all the documents.
John will bear me out that I searched through all the documents. That is,
John will support my claim.
Like the expression, bear a grudge, whose passive is, be borne a grudge, the idiom bear out also has a passive form,
be borne out.
Bear out, be borne out. For example,
you claim you were here at 9?
Yes.
I'm afraid your claim is not borne out by the circumstances.
Your claim is not borne out by the facts. That is, the facts as we have them do not suggest that what you've said is true.
Your claim is not borne out by the facts and circumstances.
Bear out, be borne out. Bear a grudge, be borne a grudge. But there are other combinations as well. We've referred to bear right, bear left. These are useful when giving directions. Bear right
means make a right turn. Bear right or bear left means take the right or left-hand road at a point where the road forks in both directions.
Now, here's a short exchange.
How do I get to the post office from here? Can you tell me?
Yes. Do you see the tall building there?
Yes.
When you get to it, bear left. The post office building will be directly ahead of you. You can't miss it.
Thanks.
When you get to it, bear left. Here's a conversation. Please listen carefully.
Still at your committee papers?
Yes. It's going to be a stormy session tomorrow, I can predict.
You must have felt let down at yesterday's meeting.
I must say I felt completely let down.
Well, that's the price you pay for being president of such an amorphous club.
I have no illusions whatsoever about the amorphous club, as you describe it. It's probably more and probably worse than that.
But I'm sure you are up to it. The indiscipline, a weak secretariat, and all that.
I think I could bear all that if they would cooperate. What I can't stand is the backbiting and the stab in the back.
Backbiting?
Yes, that's intolerable. That's unbearable.
Any evidence? Your suspicions are well borne out by the facts, are they?
The evidence is there for all to see.
You seem to bear a grudge against your predecessor.
Well, if you think so.
Do you feel borne a grudge against?
Look for the evidence and you will find it.
Thank you. That's all, listeners. Have a good day and goodbye.